Yo, what's up, geeks? Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly Geekly. Today, we are happy to do another music episode, an artist spotlight for you. And we are blessed, lucky, and super happy that the cards fell into our hands. As I got Lucian over here on the Discord with me, and also joining us, we have both Adam and Jason from the band Baseball Game. Welcome to the Geekly, you guys. Happy to have you.
What's going on? Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. Lucian, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited for this interview. You also forgot to mention that Brandon, the intern, is here taking notes.
I was going to let him sneak in on the side, dog.
No. We gotta point him out every time. He deserves the star credit.
Of course he does.
He did a really good job on a special project that I gave him. I'm excited about it.
You're absolutely killing it, Brando.
Yeah, he's killing it. Thank you for being here. Guys, I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited for the music you're making, but I'm more excited to kind of get behind the music and what this all means to you. The first thing sorry, Dusty, to kind of just jump
Please.
I'm
please.
Just feeling it, baby. the first thing I kind of noticed when I got sent this, because Dusty sent me your 2020 EP that was titled Baseball Game. The first thing I noticed was, first off, slappers, bangers. Like, I was really excited because every song kind of captivated me in a different way. But, you know, the first thing I noticed was it made me feel like you guys were in pain.
Good.
Is that true? Yeah. Is that true to any extent with your music? Is this a reflection of some kind of pain?
I think, yeah, maybe heartbreak. A little bit here and there, a little heartbreak sneaks in.
I think
it was just more of, you know, going back and forth with, like, you know, ideas of these situations and then, you know, our past situations and also present situations. It kind of just lent itself towards a more subtle, nostalgic, melancholic or
sure
whatever kind of tones in there. Yeah,
melancholy, I think, is a great descriptor. I could feel that immediately through the EP, but it wasn't like, I don't want to bring you down immediately and go, oh no, it wasn't like a depressing thing. It was more like a self-reflective notion to me when I heard this. It was very ethereal and it was relaxing. I'll say that. It wasn't like the kind of pain that you resonate with that you're just like, oh fuck my life. It was more like like taking a look at yourself in the mirror.
There was a lot of healing, it sounded like a lot of things that needed to be expressed. Like it was emotional, but like the word that I always had play up in my head was atmospheric. And you guys have like a really wide, like there's definitely like some like 70s soft rock. There's definitely some other areas of like indie, even pop punk and the newer stuff. But there was a lot of atmosphere around you guys' stuff. So like that's kind of what I wanted to ask as well, is when you guys write, have you always both been on that same kind of page? Do you guys generally listen to the same kind of music together, or do you come from different areas?
We have a couple similar bands that we both like. But I think that we also have, like, Jason likes certain things. I like certain things.
As you should.
Yeah, I think it, you know, we both kind of thrive in different fields, which kind of is why, you know, some of the songs sound different. And I think that first EP was, you know, it naturally kind of told a story, like not necessarily on purpose, but I think it ends like, you know, See You Tomorrow kind of ends on like a more hopeful type of energy. And I think that's something that, you know, making it, we resonate well on certain aspects of it. And, you know, Adam writes primarily. And so we kind of just let each other, you know, do our thing with what, you know, we're good at and what we contribute.
Sure.
So, which, you know, comes with the outcome, which is, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, not necessarily catering to a certain sound.
Right.
So, Jason, you talk about being experts in certain fields. If you were to like take a look at yourself, what do you think is the field that you're more of an expert in this, as opposed to what Adam is an expert in?
Expert's a strong word, but
okay. Like, I guess. Like,
oh, don't play humble. You guys are killing it.
Thank you. No, I think like we both know. I think we've, like, in making music together under the Baseball Game you know, project. I think, you know, we've grown to kind of see where each other kind of want to be, and giving each other the, I guess, the field to do that, and, you know, that the freedom to go wherever and whatever we want to talk about. I feel like I lend more on, like, you know, the recording side of things, like, you know,
sure,
kind of getting the initial, some like music ideas, and we both kind of just like whatever excites us, bring everything that we have to the table, and it just feels a little more natural. And I think just leaving it all up in the air until we have something, I think we've grown good at being very unbiased to like where we want to be. And
that's awesome.
Kind of demonstrative. And like our new EP coming out sounds incredibly different than our first EP, because we're just, I feel like we're just bored of everything. We're finished with it. So we,
that's awesome though. That's great though, because to be honest, like being bored with what you've done forever, like I think that happens with a lot of bands where they're like, we've sat on these ideas and now we've came together as a group and we've pushed our best first ideas and put our best foot forward. Now what can we do? Like, how are we going to progress and continue to go? And especially I think nowadays with EPs being able to be such a releasable format, having four songs you can put out and then another four before you formulate like a big full length, I think that like that natural progression that happens between a big group allows you to really formulate a wide sound that gives people an authentic idea of what you're really about.
Oh yeah,
totally. It's important, I feel like, especially with, you know, making music in any band. To, I think like some people do it really well where they just like kind of lean towards one sound. That's not a negative, or, you know,
sure,
it's not a negative thing, but I think you know, especially with Adam's voice, I think that's kind of the kicker. If it like that feels right on whatever, I think we're just like so interested in like, what can we do? Cause you know, our main thing in the past has been like working with other bands on their music. And when it came to making our own music, it's like, oh, we can actually like do whatever the fuck we want.
Which is so nice. Yeah. You both have songwriters credits. Absolutely. Right. All the way through, like I said, for people like Lauren Pruss and Hayden Everett. I hope I'm reading those things right from my notes here.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like you guys are like, you wrote songs as songwriters for a while and then brought this project together. And I saw like before, like you had met each other playing for like a church band. Is that correct? Kind of thing.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, yeah. So like it seems like you guys, like,
how did you know?
Yeah, no, yeah, I guess like, I do that deep research, my guy. But but so like, I mean, when you play in like, you know, like when you bring those like kind of sultry tones together, before we really talk about what's coming up in this new EP with Crocodile Tears coming out just this past like week, I believe, I really wanted to kind of ask, because you guys, it looks like you play with a live band. So when it comes to your writing, I've noticed like really strong, smooth, warm bass tones, and the pop punk start to Baseball Game, the headlining EP album. I was like, I'd only say that because it felt so wide open. It felt like, I don't want to say like arena rock, but like I got a lot of like Tame Impala. Like I've seen Tame Impala play live twice, and they do such a good live, wide, broad, atmospheric stage show. And I got the same kind of wide vibe from the first song off of the name title Baseball Game. From there, you know, it gets a little bit more indie, a little bit more slow in a good way. But now I can see that you're jumping back into something a little bit more vibrant. Is that something, do you guys like write generally, like you were saying with Adam's voice, do you write generally like written around like a bass and drum rhythm, or do you put things together individually and just kind of piece them together with sampling and see where you go?
Each song has been sort of like a different process. But I think what's kind of driven the like most recent EP that we're coming out with is we wanted to make songs that were more fun to play live, because we played the first EP like a handful of times. And like that song, like you're saying, Baseball Game, had like more like driven guitars and a little more energy, upbeat stuff. And so like, this is like fun to play, like where there's energy. And then we go into an acoustic song that's much slower.
Right.
And then we're like, all right, how do we like maintain like energy in the room? And
Because you're curating that with your performance. I imagine it would be hard to keep kind of come back from something when it's that much of a tone shift, right?
Totally. And so for the stuff that we've been writing, it's been like either like not even necessarily starting with like a guitar part or a drum beat, but kind of like just a BPM,
mm-hmm.
just like the tempo of the song that we like kind of want to write. And that's kind of where we'll start. Like, let's write a song that's like at this tempo. And then we kind of just like fill in the rest from there.
I really like that idea. Like, honestly, I think that that's something that maybe with, cause you guys, I don't want to make this seem backhanded, but you guys seem very professional. Like I said, in the way that if this is going to be your first attempt at something together musically, like you obviously are people of the business, and I mean that as authentic as I can, meaning I can see that already just from the live videos I've seen on YouTube of you guys to the for example, wow. like the big single for Woman that had the music video behind it. Like, you came out with like, you know, a proper music video. You came out thinking about a live full album and tour in mind, potentially, and like your live stage sound. I think that's something that so authentically lends a band to, when you're allowed to be yourselves, then success follows right after. Would you say? I mean, hopefully, right? Hopefully, but putting your best foot forward always.
Dude, well, thanks for saying all that. Yeah, 100%. That's definitely like, yeah. Making stuff together has always just been so fun, like with Jason and I, that we've kind of wanted to see if like let's like make this like kind of like a reflection of who we want to be as well.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And so we wanted to like kind of like, let's make a music video that like we like actually enjoy, or like let's make something that like songs like, so like the professionalism side, I think that you mentioned, which is like super cool to say, but so thanks for that. But
yeah,
it kind of just makes it, yeah, we want to like have like a long lasting like legacy, I guess, like with the things we're making, mm-hmm. and we want them to like stand tall for a long time, hopefully.
I agree. I mean, you guys came out swinging. I would say that, like, because they're even just the things that we can leave.
Pun intended.
Sure. Oh sure. My God. Thank you. Oh, I didn't even realize what I was doing.
That was so good.
Never mind. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and just check. Damn it. No, but I mean, like, it's definitely the very first pieces of work that you can find if you just search your guys' name have all been, like, I think that your guys, it seems, best foot forward. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's been very fun. That's my favorite thing about these – like algorithm type things. When you find a brand new band, they're like, oh, no, these people have passion. They're pushing themselves straight forward, and you can really see it in the guys, in your guys' quality. But so,
oh man, thank you so much.
Of course.
So, like, from Baseball Game, the EP, the 2020 EP, to this new single, Crocodile Tears, there's obviously a huge change.
Just in the one song, even so far.
Just from that EP to this one song, I think there's such an evolution in the substance of what you're doing. Was that all kind of a choice based off live decision? Like, did you make that transfer to another, like, I guess, aesthetic or medium because of the live influence and what you're thinking as far as like performance value? Or are you just kind of stepping out of the initial box, I guess?
Yeah, I think. You want to go, Jason?
Sure. I think what it came from mainly. I mean, we haven't been. I think with the first EP releasing, we were definitely kind of set to just be a recording band. It was like a side thing that, like, you know, we were able to do, and it was really fun. And we didn't, not saying we didn't want to make more of it, but we just didn't know, you know, what that looked like the next time we did it. And because me and Adam live in different places, so
yeah,
you know,
you guys are in LA and Nashville, am I correct?
Correct.
Are you there now, respectively?
Yeah, yes. I'm in Nashville and Adam's in Pasadena.
Oh wow!
And so I think it was, you know, especially with COVID, whenever we did get together, it made it much more like intentional, and it made it much more like, okay, like I think we just kind of set a few standards for us. Like, we have been working with other people for a while that, you know, there's always this like theme of like, I don't know, just expected things to come from it. And that's sure. not a bad thing, but I think, like, you know, we've grown so much and so differently from, you know, the first EP. Like, those were kind of just demos when we recorded them, and then we just ended up releasing them because it was like, oh, it's cool, let's release it. And then I think when we decided, it was like, oh, let's like kind of pursue this a little bit. And when we started writing this new EP, we were just so set on like, we don't want to release anything that we like, you know, just doesn't excite us or doesn't feel fresh. And so I think Crocodile Tears started like with like an Americana type of feel. And then when we got in the studio, kind of joined forces with one of the producers of the project, Nate Cimino, and the main producer. And he started just like an engineer. We just hired him because of space. Adam had worked with him in the past engineering, and he kind of just, it was like a natural, like, oh, we found it. And I think we recorded like kind of a rough scratch of everything, and it was much more toned down. And then I think I took like a phone call outside, and I came back in, and they had like a fuzz running through like a cranked Neve preamp and getting this like insane sound. He was just like, what if we try this? And
what if we switch it up here, like, team?
And I think me and Adam have grown so much. Like I was saying, we're just so unbiased. Like, we don't care, you know, we're not like so stuck on like, it needs to feel like this the whole way through. Like, we'll change stuff even if we're halfway through and it feels, you know, we want to try something different. I don't think it scares us to just like completely abandon ship and chase a different thing. And that's so that's kind awesome. Of where Crocodile Tears came from. And we were just like, it just excited us. I feel like it was also just like angst. We were just like, I just want to, if we're going to make another rock song, like, let's kind of make it sound like it's just like blaring out of the speakers, like about to explode. Yeah. And,
no, it's definitely one of those songs that you bump. You bump that in the car when you're driving. It's a very, you've captured this summertime kind of a feel, but not in that cheesy Captain America, Boy Scout, like everything's okay kind of feeling. It's a windows down feeling. You're right, Brandon. Yeah, it's a windows down kind of a song. And I read through some articles and reviews of the EP and just your music in general before we had even like decided to talk to you guys or asked to talk to you guys. And that was the key vibe that everyone was kind of throwing out. And I went, okay, I want to like judge that for myself. Nope. Instantly, that's summer camping with friends, cracking a beer. Good. I hesitate to use the word background music because that sounds like, you're belittling thing, something. Yeah. But I say background music in the sense that I could put it on at a party and I don't think a single person there would be like upset about it.
No, it's very much.
That's so sick.
It's very much the first thing that I agree. Like, you could put it on for anybody. I put it on for my wife. She loved the single woman. She loved. She what?
You got the Kayla stamp of approval, guys. That should mean more than anything.
That's huge.
We'll take award. It. Thank you.
Yeah, no, she was. Spotify page. She already Justin added her to her rainy day playlist. It's your official.
Yes.
But like, it's very much.
That's when we can quit.
Yes.
Okay, we can. You don't even need to write the new EP, guys. You're
made
done.
It.
We're done. We did it.
But no, very much like the very first thing that I really kind of got from this. I mean, even from, like I said, like the speedier rock side of things to like the more coffee shop indie side of things, it very much just felt me like I was chilling, driving windows down Highway 1, like very, very California, very sun drenched, very warm, regardless of the subject matter. So no, that was awesome. So to kind of transfer our way forward, obviously, you know, you're writing your new EP and you're putting together maybe a full length album. Is there any tea you can spill for us? Is there any videos in the works? Is there any touring? Is there anything that you have together that you can maybe put out there for us that we have coming up for you? Like, what's next?
Yeah. We have some music video concepts and ideas in the works. One of them may or may not be animated or a cartoon.
Okay.
So there's a little tea there. We got a single coming out.
Spill it.
In the next month or so. And we're going to try to surprise everybody again, like set them up with like the rock song Crocodile Tears, and then kind of have something that kind of contrasts that next.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the next thing that we're coming out with is like a slower song.
As you release singles, are you going to continue to do that format where you kind of like release a few singles and maybe like put a couple like more tracks in there before you make an entire album? We're going to try and like have a single release set after this next one gains as much traction as it can.
Yeah. So we're just kind of exploring like what the different options are going to be for that. But we definitely want to like put this. So we finish an EP. That's like what this is the beginning of. It's going to be called Whatever You Want Me to Be at this rate.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Oh, thanks. And so we're going to finish like releasing this whole thing, and we already started writing for like a debut record. And so we're, yeah, in hopes of releasing a whole record at some point. We're just going to put a couple singles out, and then when this EP is ready, we'll just get it.
Have you guys played any live shows together? Like, not just like for YouTube videos or anything. Like, have you played any live concerts, even like a bar hall, dive bar, anything? Or like, have you been on the road? I guess I'm just not aware.
Yeah, we've played a few shows. We just played one about a week and a half ago, the day that Crocodile Tears came out in Nashville.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Yeah, no, I did most of my research, but I was just like, I wonder if they have any events. I'll just ask them.
Yeah, so nothing upcoming at the moment that we could put in here, but yeah, definitely hopefully some stuff in there.
If you guys ever get a call to play Maha Music Festival,
take it.
MAHA. It's the Omaha Indie Music Festival. I think you guys would be perfect for it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Your aesthetic, your feel.
Yeah. If I know the couple of guys around Homer's Music around here, I'll put the word in their ear for them to throw you on the next one.
I'm a fan of Omaha, so that'd be very fun.
Yeah, I'll just say, like, I was
saying before the interview, you were here before and you actually had fun in Omaha. What do you remember of Omaha?
So the whole thing's kind of a blur. We went to a great Mexican food place.
Good. That's the whole point.
Yeah. It was unbelievable. And then we went to a karaoke spot, which was an absolute blast.
We got some great karaoke bars down here. People go wild.
Everybody was so in. Everything. Performers was like a concert. Everyone was it was so fun.
I love that.
We have a really strong music scene here. People thought just because we are like, we've always been considered somewhat of a flyover town to a degree because we're a town. If you add in like all the little suburbs, just like any other place, like Kansas City has Raytown and all these other little things that go around it. And that we have about a million people. So like people don't really understand that there are a million people in Omaha. It's just like, here's the 10,000 that exist downtown. And then there's 900,000 in the suburbs, but like, like a lot of, you know, mid-sized towns, but yeah, no, if
it is very random for sure. Anything else you remember doing in Omaha?
Yeah, I think that there was a music school. I think it was called 412 or something like that.
I know there's a music school that has like it's something with numbers in it like that. Yeah,
a number music school and a venue, and one of my friends like helped facilitate it. So I went by there.
Very cool.
And then so that was pretty cool. It was actually for a friend of mine's wedding.
Oh cool. Red.
Yeah. So it was just a good time. Like we just like went out and had great food. Like the city was super fun. And like, I really had no idea what to expect. And he kind of talked it down. He's like, man, like it's like don't have high expectations. Like just come and it'll just be okay. But
Omaha's so much fun.
Omaha's an untapped gem.
Yeah. Because he set it up like that. It was just like, it blew every expectation I had because I was just like, all right.
Maybe that was his long game.
Yeah, that was his game. He was like, I'm not going to talk it up and you're going to love your night.
Yeah, I had a great time. I was there for like a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, if you guys are ever in Omaha for a show.
Yeah, if you're ever on the road.
We're going to be those guys that are like, hey, come talk to us. And they're like, wait, do we recognize their voices? Like,
we talk to you, please.
We'll take you to a German bar. Come on.
I would love that.
Let's do karaoke together.
Oh, dude, I'm so down.
Oh, that'd be Greece. A blast.
Can we sing Grease together?
Mm-hmm.
I'll sing the part if you want. I don't even care.
Immediately. Well, hey, I think like you guys have a sonic sound. You guys, I see you guys getting big. I really do. I think that you guys have an individual, unique sound. It's sonic. It's fantastic. Especially if you're keeping in mind, like I said, like how to be able to be dynamic live. You don't have to be thrash metal. You don't have to be super all over the place. If you're in straight and you are absolutely taking care of business, just, you know, doing the best thing that you can do and being able to diversify your product, I think that you guys are absolutely going to be on the road to success. So, you know, 100% best of luck to you all. And thank you so much for doing this interview with us today and popping in. Lucian,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
So for the listeners who are now like pausing this episode and listening to you and coming back and they're like, what else can I hear? When can we expect this new EP? Is there a set date or is there like a range?
I would say early summer.
Okay.
Soon. Really
perfect for summer vibes. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome, man. And one more time, what was the EP named?
whatever you want me to be at this rate.
I love that. I feel like that's something I said to an ex-girlfriend at one time. You know what? I'm whatever you want me to be at this rate, okay?
Exactly. Now you get it.
Now we're getting it.
Brandon, the intern, wanted me to tell you that See You Tomorrow is his favorite song.
Wow.
He loves it.
Thank you so much.
We were listening to it on the way back to the studio this afternoon, and he mentioned that, and I was like, yeah, dude, that's my favorite one off that EP, not going to lie. But overall, so I think cool. My favorite is probably Woman. I think that's your guys' gold. So,
dang, thanks, rocking, dude. Man.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah.
So Brandon, good. Thank you so much for the See You Tomorrow belief. And thank you for being in this interview. You're doing a great job. I see you, bro.
He's got his nose.
He's crushing it, man. Thank you for saying that. You're really boosting his confidence. The listeners can't see it, obviously, but he's blushing a storm right now, and it's making my day.
Well, again, we had Adam, Jason, baseball game. Thank you guys so much for hopping on the line and giving us your time. You guys are the raddest, and we hope to see you out on the road one day. We'd love to be able to catch you again. And if there's any more big news, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to talk to you again soon.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you guys.
Oh, and you're welcome to stay in the Discord and just geek out with us if you want. It's totally cool.
Please,
we share movie and music news and episodes and all this stuff we're doing. So if you want, we're actually going to have a listener or like watcher party next Tuesday. We're watching Studio 666 on Discord,
the Foo Fighters movie.
Just to kind of plug something real quick, but yeah, we love hanging out with our friends on Discord. If you want to stay, you're more than welcome. Thank you guys again. You can find Baseball Game on Spotify. Anything else you want to say to the listeners before we get out of here?
Please plug anything you'd like.
Hey, the Weekly Geekly is the real deal.
Hey.
And I keep listening. Geek out with
thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, you guys. Until next time, we'll be back with more music reviews. This has been an artist spotlight on the band Baseball Game that splits their time between Nashville and around LA. Again, thank you guys so much, and we will return soon with more music and reviews for you. Peace.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Crocodile tears.